Favor.
With your permission. So next week is Hanukkah. Let me say it is the most important Chag, in a way. Just by the courage, the authority of the Hashmonaim, they decided to make a new holiday. It's impossible to make a holiday. You can celebrate, but to get an official holiday. An official holiday means that there is no way not to celebrate it. What does it mean? Again, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says, you must light Chanukah candles. And there's no excuse for not lighting it. It's just a celebration, so it's not Purim. Purim is a mitzvah to go listen to the Megillah. You have a Megillah? Fine. You don't have a Megillah, you don't have to. Same thing with Sukkot. You have money, you can buy a sukkah, buy a sukkah. You have money to buy a lulav, buy a lulav. You don't. Pesach, you have money to buy matzah, buy matzah. You have money, you don't. Hashem never expects a person to go take a loan to fulfill a mitzvah. Came to Hashmonaim and said, listen, it's a legal holiday, but this holiday is more important than Purim, more important than Pesach, more important than Sukkot, more important than Shavuot. I mean, you must light, and if you don't have money, you have to go and rent yourself out, and if nobody gives you a job, if you take your clothing, put it in a pawn shop, and buy yourself a candle. I says, what kind of authority is this? How do you come up with this? I just say, no, but you know, Chashmonaim, if you don't know anything, you don't know even the names of the people. At this point, we know it's Mordechai, and the Gemara says, 120 giants in Nevi'im, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, let's call it the last authority that we had. Okay, they had, they made the Siddur, they made the Tfilot. I understand they made the holidays called Purim. But then Megillat Esther was written Ruach HaKodesh, and Mordechai was a Navi, and Esther was a Navi. I understand, okay, fine. Tell me, Chashmonaim, no, but nobody was not Navi. There's no Navi. No Navi anymore. Well, Tzadikim, okay. Maybe they had Ruach HaKodesh. Of course, probably they do. But to come out in public and to say, listen, from now on, generations to come, you have to celebrate this holiday, and that holiday is crucial. And the Gemara says in one version, Chanukah will stay after Moshiach will come. But it's, even if it won't stay, just a story to make it, how can it pass? How can come do such a thing? It's unheard, such a thing, unheard. People take it for granted. Hey, you say, like the Chanukah candle, you say, holiday. Listen, they came and they say, this is crucial, you must do it. There's no way out. It's a very, very strange thing. Very strange thing. I don't remember how people understand it, but must be this is something else. This is not regular, I think. So, just trying to understand. So, this expansion, the Torah always comes before Hanukkah. No, not always, always. Sometimes I think it's the first night of Hanukkah. I think so. Maybe I make a mistake. I don't remember. I think once in a while, Parshat Vayeshev is the first name is before, just on Hanukkah. It tells us that Yaakov Avinu loved Yosef, and the Torah says, and the reason is Ben Zkunim Milo. So the Gemara says, but it means like this. It means he taught him Torah, so doesn't mean nothing, and he looks like him. He looks at him. So that's why a father likes a son. He's 12 children. He loves one because he looks at him. It's called a crime. It's a crime. You know how to do such a thing. I didn't appreciate the son because he looks at you. So what? What's the other children's fault? They don't look like the father. So? Besides, the Gemara says, that's one of the reasons we came down to Egypt, because Yaakov immediately is going to buy a jacket, a suit, I mean, whatever it means, a dress to Yosef. Why bring him a dress? You love him, so you buy him a dress. If you buy him, don't buy him a dress. And it is irrelevant what he bought him. Doesn't matter, but it doesn't matter. But he needs a little bit for the story, for later maybe, that the brothers will come, and before they're going to sell him, they want to kill him, so they're going to undress him. The Torah emphasized it. His brothers, when Yosef arrived on the scene, he came to look how they're doing. The Torah says they took off his dress. And then they're going to slaughter a goat, and they're going to put the dress, addressing it in the blog, they're going to present it to Yaakov Avinu. And so what addresses do anything? This is the way to address. The story is that, if you want to tell me the story, said, listen, Yaakov loved Yosef, and the brothers knew he loved him. So you can't tell me, they upset because Yaakov made him a dress. If Yaakov would have bought him, you know, an airplane or something. So he came back home one day, he has a new dress. So what? It's a big deal. What is this? The Gemara says, what do you think it was? The Gemara says, it's not expensive at all. It wasn't something, I don't know if those days they had the expensive things. But everything, it was not expensive, the Gemara says. It was a regular thing. But he didn't buy for the other ones. So they're all upset. How come Yaakov? It doesn't make sense that the brothers are so upset because Yaakov made him a dress. And then comes the Gemara and says, listen, I want to tell you something. Is there not a similarity between Yaakov and Yosef? Yaakov, his brother, hates him, and Yosef, his brother, hates him. And Yaakov had a hard life, and Yosef is going to have a hard life. Who cares? But you have to compare it to him. Why do you compare it? Actually, the Zohar says you should know Yaakov and Yosef is really one entity. Right? So again, what do you care? I don't have to know what it is. What's the problem? So Yosef has a dream. He has a dream, and his brothers don't even say hello to him. The Torah says, he says, yeah, I'm going to tell you my dream. What's my dream? Is that we are in the field and we make some stalks of wheat. And maybe barley. And my stalk is standing, and your stalks bow down to my stalk. I says, kiss me. They don't say hello to you, they hate you. You don't go to somebody that doesn't like you so much, they had a dream about you that you bow down to me. What do you think the guy would say, amen? He says, listen, I disregard you, I don't think you're serious about this. You can say nothing. After the dream, the Torah says, hate him even more. I don't know what it means, except hate more. How many pounds more, but hate him more. They hate him more, so he comes and says, listen, I got another dream. He says, well, what's the sense behind it? But you're going to tell me, listen, it's in the stars. And I see stars bow down to my star. So at that moment, the Torah doesn't say anymore they hate him. The Torah says they're jealous at him. And then the Torah emphasizes that Yaakov heard the second dream and he watches it. What does it mean to watch it? What does it mean exactly? What do you mean you watch the dream? What happened to the brothers? Now they're jealous. What are you jealous about? He says, jealous about? I don't understand. So it must be they understood something. Because otherwise they're gonna laugh like they left from the first one. After the first one, they were laughing at him. Well, now they're not laughing. What happened? What changed? So Chachamim tell us the following. 2 weeks ago, Parshat Toldot, Yitzchak called Esav, he wants to give him bracha, and Yaakov comes inside, and Yitzchak tells him like this, you know, Hashem will give you, mital ha-shamayim, from the dew, in the sky. What do you know about, what kind of bracha is this? Hashem will give me from the dew? What they do? It doesn't give you anything. Shmanei Aretz, you know, earth will give you. Of the Gamma Tirosh, you have a lot of grain and wine. People bow down to him. They say you should be rich and your brothers will bow down to you. You read the bracha, okay. But really, the bracha doesn't say anything. But he says, okay, fine, you got the bracha, Come to Gemara, come to Zohar, actually, the bracha never took off. But we're out of business. But when business, the Gemara says, we're not qualified for this bracha. The bracha will get when Mashiach will come. But Mashiach will come, so you look outside, you look for the dew. So, how important the dew is, just some information. That the Navi tells us a story. In time of Eliyahu Navi, was a guy that he built Yericho. It was named Yechiel Bet Eli. But Yeshua, after he captured Yericho, he said nobody should build this city. Whoever's going to build the city, when he's going to make the walls and everything, he's going to bury his son. And when he finished the city, all these children will die. And that's what happened. This guy, Achil ben Eli, was a big shaker maybe, but it wasn't worse maybe. It was, didn't believe in Hashem so much. So he buried all these children. So he was very close to the king. The king was Ahab. Ahab was like Shlomo HaMelech, ruled the whole world. And the king sat down over there, comforting him. All of a sudden, Eliyahu HaNavi arrived. I don't know the information why Eliyahu HaNavi came to this house. He was worse than a regular Jew. One of the worst. It was Nevi Abad. Avodah Zarah. He used to do Moshe Avodah Zarah. Everybody did, not everybody, but everybody did Avodah Zarah. Eliyahu HaNavi came over there to the house. So Ahab asked him, can I ask you a question? And he said, yeah, I can ask my question. He said, listen, in the Torah it says if you worship Avodah Zarah to save the Ayam Shamua, if you worship Avodah Zarah, you're not going to have any rain. Hashem is going to close the sky. Lo yimata. There will be no rain. And Baruch Hashem, we do Avodah Zarah, there's rain. But Yeshua is so-called Moshe Rabbeinu's student. He made a curse. He said, whoever's going to build Yericho, he's going to bury all his children. And here we are, comfort Mr. Chiel, that all his children died. How can it be Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah is not accurate, and Yeshua's student is accurate? Look, we're sitting over here. It's raining the whole time outside. Moshe said, if you can do Avodah Zarah, it's not going to rain. We all worship Avodah Zarah here. It is rain. The Navi says, Eliyahu HaNavi was very upset. He said, I swear in Hashem's name, there can be no dew, no rain. And actually, 3 years was a complete drought. People didn't have what to eat. After 3 years, Hashem told Eliyahu, listen, enough is enough. I want to give rain. I have mercy on my children. But Hashem omitted do. Eliyahu, he swung in Hashem's name. He said, listen, from now on, until further notice, there's going to be no dew, no rain. Nevertheless, after 3 years, Hashem told Eliyahu, I'm going to give them rain. Says the Gemara, what about the dew? Eliyahu swore, there's going to be no dew. Man said, Eliyahu did swear, but Hashem did not listen. 3 years was due. I don't know how important due is. It is important due, it's important. I don't know exactly what due does, exactly how far you need to do. But you see from the Gemara that Hashem did not want to stop the due. You can see already, due is not just, due outside. Actually, the Nabi tells us certain things about Du, very important in the time of Gidon and Nabi. Gidon and Shabbat and so on. Shabbat is a special halacha. That we must have a tablecloth on the table, completely to cover the table. About a few hundred years ago, somebody had inside, getting into his head, it's called like a dibuk, like a little shed. The Gaon Mevilna, they brought the guy to Gaon Mevilna. The guy was talking certain things and it was not normal. And the Gaon Mevilna asked him, what happened to you? He said, I don't know. All of a sudden, there's another entity in my head. And the Gaon Mevilna spoke to that entity. He says, excuse me, are you went into his head? He said, yeah. He said, I'm not coming out. And I don't know the end of the cave, took him out. These guys to go on the street and tell people everything. He went to the government building, told the government building, last night you were learning with Ari and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He knew everything because it's the shed knows everything. So they asked, the government asked the shed, what happened? How did you go? Why did you go inside his head? He said, the tablecloth did not cover the whole table for Shabbat, and from the corner, I'm going to see. An important tablecloth in Shabbat. Because tablecloth covered the table, So then he has no power. If one corner was left but not covered, the shade comes and goes inside the person. That's a problem. So this is our halacha, that you have to put the tablecloth on the table, and you put the chalot on it, you have to cover the chalot. So halacha in the Gemara, halacha Shulchan Aruch, it says, what is this? The Gemara says, it is to remind you about the man. What man? The 40 years in the desert, Hashem gave us to eat man. So the man came down. So the Torah says, first came dew on the ground. And then Hashem poured the man from Shemayim for 40 years like this. And then nothing won't stop. Like what was a tablecloth and a cover. Listen, Friday night or Shabbat morning you come and you say, I'm Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz, make sure there's a tablecloth, make sure you cover the chalot. What to remember? What has to do with man? Friday night and Shabbat morning, has to remember man? No, you don't remember man. You have to remember the do and the man. It's a secret. Because the do has tremendous power. As well says Dari, says like this. The do comes straight from Hashem. The rain comes from underneath Hashem. Because do in Hebrew, the word do in Hebrew is tal. The American value of the word tal is 39. It's a part of Hashem's name that is 39. If you write Yudin Nehe and Vav in a certain way, it becomes 39. It means do represent Hashem. And actually, the Torah says, the Gemara says, the Zohar says, when Hashem said the Ten Commandments, we died. And Hashem revived us with the do.
Yes, I made some of the do also, no?
The Gemara says, Chazak Baruch. The Gemara says that you have to have this in mind. So when Nesim Chayamitim, three times a day in 18, it says Hashem is going to revive the dead ones with the same, with the do. Well, Hashem will sprinkle. Do, and people get up. Because the do, so-called, is part of Hashem's necessity. Hashem is inside the do. And therefore, when Eliyahu Navi swore, it's going to be no rain, no do, Hashem didn't listen to him. After 3 years, Hashem decided he's going to give rain. He said, where's the do? The do never stop. Because Hashem doesn't stop do. Because it's so-called, it's the entity of Hashem. It's Hashem's letters. And that, what it was in the desert, that first dew came on the ground, and then the man came on top of it. And then the dew on top of it is to tell you the man, the food that they had in the desert, was covered, so-called, by supervision of Hashem. Hashem wants us to know that it was like a sandwich, that the food had so-called energy, the energy was,
Compressed.
Thank you. I never said this word in my life yet. Today is Shekhyano. For my birthday, I said it. Okay. Compressed.
You should drink and make a Shekhyano.
Yeah. Compressed, yeah. So the man was compressed. So I have to tell you. That's on Shabbat. And you put the tablecloth on, and you put the chalot, and you put the cover, you have to have this in mind. So what is this? What I eat? Shabbat, I eat man. What does it mean? Because Shabbat, the Gemara says, is main olam haba. The taste of Shabbat is 1/60th of olam haba. Olam haba will have man from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After Hashem can revive us with the do, we're going to have man. Man is energy. Man is the food of the angels. The gas stations upstairs is man. But when it's spiritual, when he comes downstairs, when he came downstairs, the desert, he became physical. But the Jew, Hashem wants us to understand what we're doing in the desert 40 years. 40 years, you were in Gan Eden, in Olam Haba. That's why Hashem put it open. You see, I understand a little bit, but small secrets, but just understand. When Yitzchak wanted to give a bracha to Esau, so he told Bracha, eventually it was Yaakov, he said, "Biten lecha Elokim mitar shamayim." Hashem will give you from the do. He doesn't say that Hashem will give you do, It's Hashem can give you from the do.
What's going to give you from the do? What does it mean?
It means the parnasa. And whatever you have, it comes straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't come through pipes. That is a guarantee success in your life. You got it straight from Hashem. And also, there's no obstacle. And sometimes, you pray to Hashem, Hashem wants to give it to you, and it gets stuck. It gets stuck, it's called in America red tape. Here, it doesn't come down. Sometimes come drips. The bracha that Israel gave Yaakov, from the do. He didn't tell him, you can have do. From the do. And actually, the Gemara says, in the desert, because Hashem did with the do, so when the man came, the do produced also precious stones. People go outside, there's precious stones on the floor. Diamonds, other stones. Because it was straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this was the bracha. And then Yaakov continued, you see, his brothers will bow down to you, and you will rule the world, everything, everybody can bow down to you. And the bracha never took off. This is what the Torah tells you. Yaakov loves Yosef. Why he loves Yosef? So Yosef looks like me. What does this mean? He looks like me. Because he loves Yosef. Chas v'shalom to think like this. And Yaakov taught him the Torah. So okay, what's the secret? The Torah says Yaakov and Yosef is one entity. It's a letter above in Kabbalah. So since the Brachot did not take off, and it didn't take off, one of the reasons is because Esav carried on. And Esav came, if you remember, to the house with his food to give Yitzchak. Yitzchak told him, your brother came and took it. Yitzchak started to cry and scream. And then Yitzchak gave him bracha, similar, but not, he didn't tell him, B'tin lecha Elokim, mital ha-shamayim. He told him, mital ha-shamayim, yom moshavecha. He's going to get something to dwell, something. But he screamed, the bracha never took off. So the Gemara says, when Yosef was born, it says in the Torah that Yaakov came to Laban and says, I'm leaving. And Laban asked him, what happened? So the Gemara says, Yosef was born. Yosef is the power, it's the flame against Esav. What does it mean, flame against Esav? What does it mean? What it means is the bracha, that so-called being held by Esav, because he cried about Yaakov. Okay, no problem. Yaakov never got the bracha. Because it was an obstacle to stop the bracha. Now, Yosef. Esav, you have nothing to do with Yosef, right?
No.
I got the problem with Yosef. I got a problem with Yaakov. Okay, fine. Now Yaakov said, okay, let me tell you something. Now we'll try to get the bracha that Yitzchak gave Yaakov to Yosef. That's the secret. And that's why Yaakov loves Yosef, because he will continue, so-called Yaakov, to get the bracha from Yitzchak. And that's going to be exactly what Yosef is going to tell the brothers. He's not going to rule them. He only tells them, listen, you don't understand. Yitzchak's bracha never took off. I'm the one that's going to take the bracha and I'm going to spread it to you. But I'm the chosen one to give the bracha. You know why? Because I look at my father. I live with my father. And my father loved him very much. By the way, I want to tell you something. My brother bought me a dress. Very nice. So why did you buy Yosef a dress? My dress. If you remember, the Torah tells us, Yaakov got the bracha. He got the bracha because he wore the clothing. The Torah says, when Yaakov went inside the room, the Torah says, Yitzchak smelled his clothing. And he gave him the bracha. Those clothing, the clothing of Adam HaRishon. It's called Bigdei Kehuna. Chamim said, when Yaakov got Yosef a jacket, this was a symbol. You're different now. It's not expensive. It's very cheap. But it's just a symbol. Likewise, when I got the bracha, I got special clothing, and that's why I got the bracha. You will continue and get the brachot that Yitzchak gave me because this is a jacket. Somehow he said this is a jacket of Mashiach. But Yosef wore. And that's the secret. Yitzchak goes to his brothers and listen, I had a dream that we are in the field and we're making some stalks of wheat or barley, and mine stands up and yours bow down to me. What did you say to them? I said, listen, I tell you, the bracha that Yitzchak gave our father goes via me. That's it. I don't say anything. What it means. Really, why the bracha was given to Yaakov? Why? Because Yaakov bought the firstborn from Esau. And the reason he bought it because he didn't want Esau to work in Beit HaMikdash. That says, you have to work in Beit HaMikdash, you need qualification to work in Beit HaMikdash. You have to be pure, you have to be holy, you have to be Talmid Chacham Gadol. Because the Torah says, the Kohen has to learn, Yosef was the Chavut of Yaakov Abinu. The others didn't go. The others just pasteurized them. They only go with a sheep. Yosef, what are you? He learned with his father all the time. He learned with his father all the time. He says, you can be a Kohen. You can be a judge. And you're pure, you're holy man. You look good. Like the Kohen Gadol has to look good. Perfect. You're the continuity of Yaakov Avinu. Let's say it as a brother. I'm not better than you. But listen, the success was in the bracha that Yitzchak gave our father. The bracha never took off because Esav carried on. Now I'm here instead of our father. I'm just a pipe. I'm just a pipe. Somebody's a pipe, you upset at him? Oh, no. And he comes to him and says, listen, I got another dream. I see stars in the Shemaim, 11 stars. And our father and Bila, the mother, and my star and all the stars bow down to me. You know what it means? I tell you what it means. Yitzchak said it. Sorry to tell you this. Yitzchak said to you, Yaakov, Yishtachavu lecha bnei imecha. It means you have to appreciate. That's all. Not because I'm a king or something. And actually, this was my dream. As a continuation to the first dream. But I told you, I'm just the pipe. Continue. The bracha to Yitzchak to Yaakov. And he told him, this is the first. Shem will give us everything food, like the man. The man comes from the man. So I'm going to give you the man. You didn't want. You hated me. Let me tell you something. Second dream is the continuation of the bracha. And that's why he tells them the dreams. Not because Chasholom wants to show off. He explains to them that their future has to do with him. And eventually, next to Parasha, I mean in 2 weeks, Parasha Masada, you see, they're going to come to Egypt, there's going to be a famine. And then the famine will stop, they're going to stay in Egypt. And the Torah will tell you, Yosef supported them all the time. Now they supported them. This is the bracha Yitzchak gave to Yaakov. It goes via Yosef. That's it, nothing. It's not a brand new thing. That's the secret of this expansion. Come, Chaim tells us, look, this Hanukkah is all about. Chashmonim or Kohanim. And we say the Aranisim, Bidarske Toratach. Tim Biyat Horim, Shem Yat Tzadikim, the Holy. What do you say? You know what I say? I tell you what I say. Torah tells us like this. When we got to Har Sinai, Hashem told Moshe, I want to tell you something, you tell it to them. Tell them just one thing. You're going to be Mamlechet Kohanim Begoy Kadosh. That's it. In order to be the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need just three things. To be kings, Mamlechet. You have to be Kohen, and you have to be holy. And Hashem emphasized in the Torah, the Gemara says, Hashem told Moshe, don't say anything else. The three conditions. Comes Zachariah and says, look, when Mashiach will come, all of Israel will be Kohanim, Gedolim. We're all called kings. In the Mishnah Brachot says, when is the time to say Shema Israel in the morning? Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Ezra Gadol said, up to sunrise. If after sunrise you didn't say Shema, you missed it. Rabbi Yeshua and the Mishnah said, no, up to 3 hours. Machloket, either up to 3 hours after sunrise, up to 3 hours after dawn. Says the Mishnah, where do you get this number, 3 hours? The Mishnah says, because Am Yisrael are called the children of kings. The children of kings wake up a little bit late. But it's the halacha. Shano says, listen, the best thing you pray next is Shema Yisrael before sunrise. If you can't, it's maximum 3 hours after, either sunrise or either dawn. After that, you can say myself, but you don't get the mitzvah. You missed it. You missed the mitzvah. He says, why 3 hours? Because you are the king. Kings, where do you get the king? Because Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu before we got the Torah, tell him Israel, they are Mamlechet Kohanim, Mamlechet, you kings. And Kohanim, you're going to be Kohanim. They go Kadosh, you have to be holy. Those are things, they give you the Torah. Now, if you comply with this, you got the Torah. If you don't, what happened? The Gemara says, we said not seven Yishma, and then Hashem took us to the stage of Adam Rishon before he ate from the tree. All the sins were waived, and Hashem called the Satan Malach Vav and said, don't touch my children, do not have done the golden calf, no one would have died anymore. Paskazo Matan, the Gemara says, was Hashem so called named us. We went to a cleansing operation. I said, why? Because Nasei Lishma. What's Nasei Lishma? We're going to be kings, we're going to be Kohanim, we're going to be holy. That's it. Now, Achmin says, you know Hanukkah? Hanukkah is the most important Chag. Most important. You got to have candles. And if you have no money, you have to put your clothing in a poncho. He says, why? To remember Hanukkah. To remember Hanukkah. I remember Hanukkah. Hanukkah, the Ari says, is Gemara Chatima. It's like Rosh Hashanah, like Yipur, like Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. He says, what is this? Hanukkah is so-called, you put it in reverse. You can go back all the way before Hashem gave us the Torah. Why? How do you get back? Because the Hashmonaim, the Gemara says, the Hashmonaim, they were Kohanim, and they took the kingdom, and they were very holy and pure. They comply with the conditions that Hashem told Moshe, that's all what I want from them, nothing else. You have to act like a king, you have to walk like a king, you eat like a king, dwell like a king, and you have to be knowledgeable. The coin is can be is they're gonna teach the Torah. You walk, you serve me, you are my servant, and holy, that's all. That's the description of the Hashmonaim. Kamzaki said, I want to tell something. Hanukkah is not hiding the menorah. He had the menorah, he said, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be Hashmonaim. That's all. I want to be Kohen because Mashiach will come, I'll be Kohen. And I'm a king because I'm called Kohanim. And I want to be pure like the Chashmonaim. And it says, this takes us back before Hashem gave us the Torah. That's a powerful Chanukah. Just but to remember that it's Chanukah, the Bnei Chashmonaim would not have come and said, okay, put your clothing in the pawn shop, you must let. No. The power of the candle is so powerful that takes you back by thinking, to the original hope of Hashem of Am Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says, Tzapeh l'Rosh HaMashiach. Hope Mashiach comes. So why? Because all Am Yisrael is going to get back to Har Sinai. Back to Har Sinai means no one's going to die anymore. The redemption is. That's why Hanukkah is so important. And it's all the special Lachot Rambam writes in his commentary. Hanukkah is a very dear mitzvah. And you have to be, say Halel, this one. What is it all about? That's how this. Chashmonaim came in, it says, with in dimension. And it says, something, how can you have such thing out there? Hashem showed us the miracle, but the menorah, it was a sign for them that Hashem is ready, so called, to start again. So even though it's only 2,000 years ago, and it's after Mordechai and Esther, so who gave you permission? They saw the sign that by the tshuva, with a person of the tshuva, he can, Chanukah is the time. So that's the Arises, and the Chachamim say. Chanukah is a time of miracles that a person can get anything in Chanukah, but he can't get the whole year. He can't get it. As the Arises says, it's Gemara Chatima. It's the end. It's as big as Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, as big as it is. Because that takes the person back all the way to Adam HaRishon, all the way to Mamad Har Sinai. And so we'll help the Zechut to celebrate it. Amen.